The wicked borrow but do not pay back, but the righteous is generous and gives. Psalm 37:21. Hi, I'm Rob West. When someone owes you money and doesn't repay it, it can stir up all kinds of emotions, frustration, hurt, even resentment. Whether it's a friend, family member, or fellow believer, financial conflict can strain even the closest relationships. So how should we respond when that debt goes unpaid? We'll explore that today, and then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. When someone owes you money, it's easy to assume the worst. But before jumping to conclusions, Scripture invites us to lead with compassion. Proverbs 14:29 says, "Whoever is slow to anger has great understanding, but he who has a hasty temper exalts folly." The person who owes you money may be facing unexpected hardships, such as a job loss, medical expenses, or other financial difficulties. Ask how they're doing and if they need support or flexibility. You might agree on partial payments or a new timeline to find a workable solution. A compassionate approach can lead to honest dialogue and reflect Christ's love in action. And before you reach out, make it an intention to pray. Ask God to give you wisdom, soften both your hearts, and bring peace to the situation. Your response can be a witness, not just a reaction. If the person is a fellow believer and continues to avoid the issue, Jesus gives us a process in Matthew 18. First, speak with them privately. If that doesn't work, bring along one or two other believers. If they still refuse to acknowledge the debt, a final step is to involve church leadership. The goal here is not shame, it's restoration. You're seeking what's right while also guarding the relationship. You want to create a path forward, not a wall between you. In 1 Corinthians 6, Paul discourages believers from taking one another to court over civil disputes. His concern is our witness. He even says, "Why not rather be wronged?" In other words, preserving unity and love within the church is more important than getting every dollar back. That said, Paul's teaching isn't a blanket rule against legal action in every situation. He was talking about everyday disputes between believers, not serious wrongdoing or criminal behavior. If the situation involves fraud, abuse, or legal injustice, Scripture gives you the freedom to seek justice through legal channels. Romans 13 affirms that civil authorities exist to uphold justice. Legal action is sometimes necessary to protect yourselves and others, especially when someone remains unrepentant. For instance, if you're a business owner and non-payment threatens your livelihood, legal recourse may be warranted. But even then, your heart should be aligned with fairness, not revenge. Regardless of the outcome, whether you're paid back or not, Jesus calls us to forgive. Mark 11:25 says, "Whenever you stand praying, forgive. If you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also who is in heaven may forgive your trespasses." Forgiveness doesn't mean pretending the debt never existed. It means choosing not to carry bitterness. It's about releasing control and trusting God to handle the results. Sometimes forgiving someone who hasn't repaid you is the very small act that draws them back to repentance. Other times it's simply an act of obedience that frees you from carrying the weight of resentment. At the end of the day, unpaid debt is frustrating, but it's also temporary. Relationships, character, and witness last much longer than money ever will. So when someone owes you money, ask not only, "How do I get this back?" but also, "How can I reflect Christ in this situation?" When we learn to see this as an opportunity to show compassion and pursue peace, we reflect the generosity of a Savior who forgave us when we had nothing to offer Him in return. That perspective may not always result in getting your money back, but it will always honor God, and that's worth far more. If you'd like to go deeper on this topic, we've covered it in detail in the second issue of our quarterly magazine, Faithful Steward. It's filled with biblical wisdom and practical guidance to help you navigate financial challenges like this one with grace and integrity. You can receive Faithful Steward directly in your mailbox each quarter by becoming a FaithFi partner. Just give $35 a month or $400 a year to support our mission at faithfi.com/give. That's faithfi.com/give. We'd love for you to join us in equipping more believers to live as wise and faithful stewards. All right, your calls are next. The number, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. We're just getting started. Come right back.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. There's a lot about Jesus that appeals to people who don't follow Him. Mercy, compassion, love, forgiveness. Seems like the world needs more of that, right? But then Jesus has these hard things to say as well. Like in Matthew 10, where Jesus says, "Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell." What's this? A God who judges? A God who wants us to fear Him? Does that sound like a loving God to you? Well, I hope so, because the one who said it was God in human flesh, and He loved us enough to face that death sentence on our behalf. Go deeper in God's Word daily with Anchor Devotional. Visit getanchor.com.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
What does it really take to follow Jesus? This week on Pathway to Victory, Dr. Robert Jeffress explores the true cost of discipleship, shares how to discover your primary purpose, and outlines a biblical plan for transforming your heart. Join us for the series called Shine the Light, all this week on Pathway to Victory with Dr. Robert Jeffress.
Weekday mornings at 6 Central on American Family Radio.
We are grateful for support from Crossmark Global Investments. They are a faith-based firm with a goal of offering values-based investments to help align financial choices and faith, ensuring a portfolio that reflects what matters most. Crossmark does this through investment solutions that span the capital market spectrum, from large cap to small cap strategies, including equity, fixed income, and balanced strategies. They are led by industry veteran Bob Dahl, CFA, a regular guest on the Faith and Finance program. More information is available at crossmarkglobal.com.
Wondering who Faith and Finance recommends as a banking partner that aligns with Christian values? It's Christian Community Credit Union. When you open a high-yield checking, savings, or Visa cash back card, you'll help advance the gospel when making everyday transactions. Visit faithfi.com/banking and use code FAITHFI when you sign up. That's faithfi.com/banking with code FAITHFI. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
Hey, great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Boy, looking forward to your calls and questions today. Calls are already coming in, but we do have room for you. If you have a question, you want to get in on the conversation, go ahead and call right now. 800-525-7000. Again, that number today, 800-525-7000. Delighted to be able to tackle one of these more common questions we get in the opening segment this morning. How should a Christian respond when someone owes them money? This came directly from the current issue of our Faithful Steward magazine. If you want to be sure you receive each issue and you love the program, a great way to ensure that you get it and you support our work is when you become a FaithFi partner. You'll receive 4 issues of Faithful Steward and all of our new studies and devotionals. We'll put this current issue in the mail to you. Plus, we just got our first shipment yesterday of our brand new study, Wisdom Over Wealth, 12 Lessons from Ecclesiastes on Money. It is an incredible read. What a rich book in God's Word as it relates to money, the brevity of life, how to think about managing God's resources and to live with eternity in mind. We'd love to put that in your hands when you become a partner as well. Just go to faithfi.com and click give at the top of the page. That's faithfi.com and click give. All right, let's dive into your questions today. We're going to begin in Tennessee. Zach, how can I help you?
Hello, Mr. West. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for your call. Look,
you bet. Just had a question about trying to get into the financial advising and planning career field. I don't have any experience. I do have a college degree, a bachelor's degree, but a couple years ago, really got into listening to like Dave Ramsey and reading some of Larry Burkett's books. And I've just really found that the Lord, I think, has led me towards a passion of this, of helping people and understanding how finances affect every part of our lives and really just integrating the wisdom of the Bible and managing finances and trying to get into that with what would be the best steps as far as kind of a base knowledge and some of the early designations, and eventually work towards like a CFP and the Certified Kingdom Advisors designations once reaching certain work experience and stuff like that. So just wanted to ask some of your thoughts and wisdom on that.
Yeah, I love it. Well, first of all, let me just affirm your thought here, Zach. I mean, the industry of financial advice, just as a career path, I think is an incredible opportunity. I realize I'm biased, but I think both from just the need that exists moving forward, given the great wealth transfer that's coming, there is going to be an increasing need for financial advisors. So I think, you're really entering into something that has a real career path that exists. I think secondly, just in terms of your desire to make an impact, to come alongside people in a way that really can advance the kingdom and serve them well, I can't think of anything better than the business of financial advice, especially for a believer who's really thinking about bringing your faith to work. Because, the money conversation is really a heart conversation. Money goes in motion in the most pivotal moments in our lives, and there is the financial advisor to bring wisdom and expertise and biblical counsel. And if you just think about, the kinds of conversations that are had in a financial advisor's office, often they are conversations that person or couple is not having with anybody else, their best friend or their pastor, which really just puts the advisor in this pivotal seat around, yes, giving competent counsel, but also really helping them think through where God is taking them and legacy and generosity and investments and how their faith intersects with all of that and just how money can rival our hearts. And so I think there's no better opportunity for you to be on mission with the Lord than through the business of financial advice. I think in terms of how you proceed from here, you do need to decide kind of what aspect of the business you want to be in. If you want to be client facing, then you really do want to get in with a firm, even in an entry level position where they have the opportunity for you to be mentored, really discipled by a more seasoned advisor who can, let you sit in on client meetings and then really understand what does it look like not only to live great financial plans and investment counsel and financial advice, but also kind of integrating the biblical as well. One suggestion I might make is that at Kingdom Advisors, yes, you can start the track to earn the CKA, although you may not be ready for that, but you can just become a professional member of Kingdom Advisors, and there is a job board there for members. And so every day, faith-based firms across the country are posting openings that they have, and many of those are for entry-level positions. And so that would allow you to begin to find those openings with firms that have intentionality around allowing you to bring your faith with you, and whether or not they're holding themselves out as a faith-based firm, at least, they have that as a part of the firm's DNA. And as you interview those firms, not only they interview you, but you interview them, I think the key would be, do they have a track or the ability for you to have somebody that can kind of journey alongside you, teach you the business, mentor you, train you, but give you some hands hands-on experience, and many of those will actually pay for you to get the CFP and the CKA, and obviously that would be a great blessing as well. So I think you jumping into the ecosystem of Kingdom Advisors, maybe joining a local study group, if there is one near you, Kingdom Advisors Study Group in Tennessee, and then, you know, starting to check out that job board and network with a number of firms that are, you know, have openings right now, you know, would be a great first step. Does that make sense, though?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, you can check out where a study group might be near you at kingdomadvisors.com. You could also join as a member there as well and check out that job board. And I think that could get you started down this track. You could also come to the Kingdom Advisors Conference next February. It's an incredible event. There'll be 3,000 advisors there ready to worship and learn and grow, but also to connect. And that might be another great place for you to begin networking, not only with those firms that are in the exhibit hall, but just with other attendees as you kind of immerse yourself in this growing industry of Christian financial advice, and then make it a matter of prayer and just ask the Lord to help you make the right connections. You could jump on LinkedIn. You'll find, you know, you could start to network with a lot of the CKAs there on LinkedIn. And, you know, so many of them are in a hiring mode right now as they look for kind of the next generation of advisors to bring into the firm. And your desire to really bring your faith with you will be something that's pretty appealing, you know, to any of those advisors that are a part of the KA community. Last thing I would say is, in addition to certifications, which do matter, and you mentioned CFP and CKA, and those would be the two, there are going to be some licenses that you may want to start working on, like the Series 65 would be a good one for registered investment advisors. And then another podcast to begin listening to would be a gentleman named Michael Kitses, K-I-T-C-E-S, the Advisor Success Podcast. Michael has probably the premier podcast for the industry, and I think it could be a great way for you to begin immersing yourself in understanding the different business models and the trends that are going on right now. And, you know, Michael is a frequent speaker at the KA conference, but that Advisor Success Podcast, I think, would be really helpful to you.
Okay. Thank you very much for the advice, and I will definitely look into those, and that'll, believe, get me pointed in the right direction. So thank you.
Absolutely, Zach. Hey, let me know how it goes along the way, and if I can ever serve you personally, don't hesitate to reach out to me. I'd love to journey alongside you, my friend. Thanks for calling today. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more of your questions. We'll talk to Christy in Texas, and perhaps your question. Lines are open. You can call right now, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. We'll be right back.
If we lose this cultural war, we're going to have a hedonistic, humanistic society.
Discover the story of the culture warrior, Don Wildman, and how he went head-to-head with Hollywood, Playboy, the homosexual agenda, and the Disney empire. The movement Don started paved the way for Christians to boldly stand for truth and righteousness in a hostile culture. Watch Culture Warrior today for free. Visit culturewarrior.movie.
You're young. You don't go to the doctor that often. Yet health insurance is still so expensive. If your health insurance costs too much, maybe you should switch to an affordable alternative. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers programs starting under $100 per month. Check off the affordable box on your list and get back to what you really love, running your business or caring for your kids, and have peace of mind while doing it. Visit chministries.org/faithfi to enroll today.
At Wesley Biblical Seminary, we believe God is raising up a movement across our nation and around the world who hold fast to the inerrancy of Scripture and the hope of holiness. We do this through bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees, certificate programs, and even training for lay people. So whatever your next step is in being equipped for ministry, we're here for you. And if you believe these are the kind of pastors we need leading churches in the future, we invite you to think about giving to Wesley Biblical Seminary. Learn more about us at wbs.edu.
We're grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
If you believe in the work of the American Family Association and you want to ensure that it continues for generations, consider including a gift in your will or trust. It's one of the most popular and effective ways to give. You'd simply connect with one of your advisors who would help you include language in your will or trust to include a specific gift to the American Family Association. If you'd like to learn more or connect with an advisor who can help you with that, just go to AFAFoundation.net.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. If you have money in an investment account, you know sometimes the stock market can seem like a roller coaster. But it's possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind as a do-it-yourself investor, no matter what's happening in the market. A short video webinar about that is available at soundmindinvesting.org. Financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. We're taking your calls and questions today on anything financial. We've got lines open. We're ready for you. Call right now, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. We'd love to tackle whatever is on your mind today, whether it's debt repayment, maybe it's giving generously, managing your spending plan, maybe you have some relational conflicts as it relates to money. Whatever's going on in your financial life, we'd love to tackle it. 800-525-7000. Call right now. Let's go to Texas. Hi, Christy. Thanks for your patience. Go ahead.
Good morning. Good morning, and thanks for your program. We love listening to your program.
Thank you.
I was wanting your Bible verse today really sparked something that I've been struggling with. We had some real losses in our family about 3 years ago, and my sister needed help getting back on her feet, and I just happened to be blessed with a house at that same time, and I moved my sister into that house. She has been super faithful for about 3 years, paying her rent.
Yeah.
However, she's not being so faithful about paying her rent anymore, and she's about 9 months behind now. The rent that I charge her, because like I said, it's free and clear. The house doesn't have a mortgage on it. But the rent that I charge her is just there to pay taxes, the insurance that I have to hold on the house, and then any incidentals, and they're minor incidentals. There's a septic tank on there, so sometimes it needs repaired. I could get twice the rent if I just put it out there in the general public from what she's charging. Her son has even said, rent to me, Aunt Christy. Kick mom out and rent to me. I will pay. He is expecting his first child, and they need a place to stay. Her kids have told me they're not going to live with her anymore because she doesn't put the monies that they give her into the right allocations. She has taken on a second job, and she said, I'm going to pay. I got this second job just to pay you. In about 3 months, she's only made one rent payment. But of course, two of those months didn't get paid again.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It sure does. Yeah. No, I appreciate that. That's really helpful. And let me just affirm, I mean, this is a difficult situation. And anytime we, you know, get involved in a situation that involves family members, loved ones, and money, it just creates a real challenge. And out of your desire to be helpful and support her and love her well, especially during a difficult season, you know, it has created a situation that now is just potentially going to create a strain on the relationship. And, you know, I hate that. And yet at the same time, I believe there is a path forward here. You know, I think just like anything, the key is to first seek understanding, second, show compassion, but have clear communication and also be firm at the same time. because the extent to which you allow her, and I realize you're going to have to make some hard choices about what you're willing to do if this continues, but the extent to which you allow her to continue to take advantage of the situation and not do what she says she's going to do is not doing her any favors necessarily, because she's not getting back to a place that's healthy. And obviously, you know, if this was somebody other than a family member like you who is doing this with great compassion, you know, she'd be out on the street. You know, they would evict her or foreclose on her and things like that. And she's taking advantage, you know, to a degree, you know, of the situation. I appreciate her doing, you know, what she can and getting that second job. That's great. But obviously that's not materialized as she said that it would. So I think the next step is, you know, sitting down, being prayed up ahead of time, and really just trying to understand what's going on here. I'd be happy to offer a certified Christian financial counselor that we would cover the cost for. And perhaps one option would be for you to sit down with her and say, listen, I love you. I'm here to support you. I just want to remind you, I'm not even doing anything except covering the costs. And as you don't pay, I'm having to come out of pocket for that. And, you know, I just can't continue in that regard. And so we're going to have to make steps to get this back on track to where this is sustainable. I'm willing to do my part and continue to, you know, waive the rent I could receive from somebody who is paying, you know, what this should bring. But I need you to be committed to paying at least what we've agreed upon, and the extent to which you can't, I'm going to need to ask you to move on. And perhaps as a part of that, you would say, you know, I'm going to bring a third party to the table because I don't want to be the one to do it, but who can get into your spending plan with you, walk alongside you, and help you work up a plan that we can, you know, all agree to that allows you to have the money in the budget with the income and expenses that you have to make sure that, you know, you're able to pay this. And perhaps having that sounding board, somebody to help her kind of work through where she's at today, might give her some new ideas, a little bit of accountability that's not you, and, you know, perhaps get her back on track. You know, the extent to which that doesn't work and she's not, you know, willing to move out, then all of a sudden we're getting into, you know, really what Scripture outlines as a process for dispute. And, you know, that would involve you bringing somebody else in, and we could follow the pattern of Matthew 18 on what that looks like if she's not willing to address the problem, even getting, you know, church leaders involved. But give me your thoughts on all that.
Oh, no, that sounds wonderful. Yes, I would love to have her try and walk alongside somebody. She does have a roommate as well, and from my understanding, he helps to pay, but I still, like I said, I don't see any of those funds. Another okay. thing that I was contemplating, because I do have, and I know, renting to family, I've been warned about it 100 million times, but my nephew, they have just moved into a place that is not very nice. It's not on the necessarily nice side of town either. And I'm contemplating putting a mortgage on this particular house so that I can buy another house that's next door and restore it, remodel it some, so that maybe my nephew could move in next door as well.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that a bit more. I know you also had a follow-up question. I've got to take a break. We'll tackle that after this break. Stay with us.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Since 1994, Timothy Plan has shared good news with investors and advisors by offering faith-honoring mutual funds and exchange-traded funds. More information is at timothyplan.com. The investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses are contained in the prospectus and summary prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners Limited and ETFs distributed by Foreside Funds Services, LLC. Investing involves risks, including possible loss of principal.
Is our theology of money upside down? Our vision is that all Christians would see God as their ultimate treasure. You know, it's a game changer of an idea. And we start with this idea that God owns everything and we are his household managers of what he has entrusted to us. So we own nothing, but we have stewardship responsibilities.
Faith and Finance with Rob West, weekdays at 9 a.m. Central or on the AFR app.
Are you a financial professional looking to grow your practice while offering advice that aligns with your Christian values? By becoming a certified Kingdom Advisor, you'll gain the biblical wisdom and professional credibility to serve clients who are seeking faith-based financial guidance. Each year, more than 75,000 people search for a certified Kingdom Advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Start your journey today by going to kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
What if managing your money could actually draw you closer to God? What would happen if we began to see God as our ultimate treasure? The FaithFi app helps you do more than budget. It helps you integrate your faith and financial decisions for the glory of God. With easy-to-use envelope futures, top biblical financial content, and a supportive in-app community, you'll learn to steward God's resources wisely and grow in generosity. Download the FaithFi app today from your app store or visit faithfi.com and click app.
Thoughts of the child you were carrying keep pouring over in your mind. A deep, unrelenting sadness overshadows your days, and you wonder if you will ever feel whole again. There is hope and healing from a reproductive loss. Call the International Helpline, 866-482-LIFE, and talk with someone who has been where you are. Your call is confidential, and we will help you find healing. 866-482-LIFE.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by credit card debt? As followers of Christ, we are called to be good stewards of what God has given us. That's why our trusted partner, Christian Credit Counselors, is here to help. Their debt management program can help you pay off your debt 80% faster while honoring your commitments in full. Take the first step toward financial freedom today. Visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance, helping you live as a wise and faithful steward, making God your ultimate treasure, money a tool to glorify Him and accomplish His purposes. Each day we gather together to encourage you toward that and answer your very specific questions, things going on in your financial life. So if you have a question today, we've got a few lines open, 800-525-7000. We'll be headed to Arkansas here in just a moment. Curtis has been waiting patiently. But before the break, we were talking to Christy in Texas. She's renting a house to her sister. Her sister has gotten behind. Christy is charging her less than what the market would bear just to cover expenses. But even then, her sister has not repaid in full and has missed payments regularly. She's even gotten a second job, promised that that would be allocated to covering this on a consistent basis. That's not happened. And so, Christy, we're going to provide a certified Christian financial counselor as perhaps a part of the conversation that you need to have with her, where you sit down, you're very clear about what you have done, what you're willing to do moving forward, but that this can't continue and that accountability is really needed. You don't want to step into that because you love her and want to protect your relationship, but that you're going to offer this as a way to create a path forward where she can create a plan that allows her to make that payment every month. And the extent to which she can't, and I think you need to put a timeline on it, you're going to have to ask her to move out and you're going to have to do something else and be firm about that. And God's word outlines a plan. If that doesn't work and she's unwilling to participate, where you would bring church leaders and, you know, take a Matthew 18 approach. In terms of what you just suggested about taking a mortgage on that and buying a property that's in disrepair that you would then make a project to bring up to par and then rent to your family member, the other family member, I would just make sure that you understand why you're doing that. Is this an act of generosity? I love that, but can you afford to do that? And are you getting into a project that you understand fully what you're taking on? I mean, taking on a subpar property that needs a lot of work, I mean, that's not for the faint of heart. There's a lot of work that goes into that, and it's costly with construction prices and you managing that process and project, only then to go into the rental business with yet another family member, which again adds relational challenges to the extent it doesn't go as planned, and often they do. So I just want to make sure you understand why you're doing that and whether you can afford to do that and you actually are committed to do that just in terms of your overall financial plan and ability to do so. Does that make sense?
Yes. And And I feel like God has called me to be that matriarch of the family. My mother is still living, and we almost lost her about 4 weeks ago. We truly almost lost her to some breathing problems. So, I feel like that's what God has called me to do, is just take care of the family.
Okay. I just want to make sure, though, and I appreciate that, and I love that, and I think we see plenty in God's word around loving and supporting our families, and that's great. I don't think God would call us, though, to put ourselves in a position of financial hardship, you know, to that end. And so I just always want you to kind of look at this and not do it out of guilt and not, you know, put yourself out financially where you could eventually cause financial harm to yourself or get overextended out of a desire to help. There are other ways to help, including praying for this person, maybe, you know, making a one-time gift if you have the ability to do that. But this is, you know, you're going pretty far here in terms of buying a property, getting into a renovation project. You know, that's a lot. And I want to make sure you understand what you're committing to and that you have the financial wherewithal to do it. Did you have one final question? I know we need to move along here, but I want to be sure to serve you well.
Well, it's off the topic. I have a 23-year-old daughter who is looking at trying to start a Roth IRA.
Great.
I
love the Roth IRA. And so I think that's a great opportunity, especially for somebody in their 20s with time on their side. You're going to put in after-tax dollars. It's going to grow tax-free. She could put in up to $7,000 as long as she has at least $7,000 in earned income this year, which would be excellent. And I think there's no better tool for saving for the long haul. You know, she's going to want to put it in some good growth mutual funds or exchange traded funds. She could use a robo advisor like the Schwab Intelligent Portfolios. That would be option one. Option two would be soundmindinvesting.org. She could get some mutual fund suggestions there. Option three would be to go to faithfi.com and look at the faith-based investing providers that we have. Any of those like Eventide and Crossmark and One Ascent and Praxis and others could be a great place for her to invest. But getting that account open, making a systematic contribution, and getting that money growing, making sure she's focused on leaving it there for the long haul, and then getting it invested in one of the options that I mentioned, I think would be a great option for her. Thanks for your call, Christy. I hope all that helps. Stay on the line. We'll get you connected with a CERT CFC for your sister. Let's go to Arkansas. Hi, Curtis. How can I help you?
Morning, sir. Thank you very much for taking my call. I recently sold some property that I had acquired over 20 years ago. The profit on it is substantial. And matter of fact, well, I paid $2,000 for the property and I sold it for $120,000, but I didn't net the $120,000. I had real estate fees and closing costs, various other expenses. I wound up with around $107,000. I know that my tax burden is going to be substantial, and I have invested the money in short-term CDs to try to offset some of this loss. And I just needed a little advice as to how to minimize my tax burden.
Yeah, very good. So the first thing you want to do is what would lower your total long-term capital gain? Now, let me ask you, so this was a property you did not live in, is that right?
No, it was just land.
Okay, got it. All right. Yeah, so you've got a good bit of gain there. You know, starting point would be $118,000, and then we can start pulling that down when you subtract any improvements, so upgrades you made to the property over the years with land. You may not have any of those. You can offset that with also any expenses. So the real estate fees and closing costs can, you know, help to lower your gain. So you would subtract your cost basis, what you paid, plus any improvements from your net sale price, which is the selling price minus things like real estate commissions, attorney's fees, title and escrow fees, advertising or staging costs, those types of things. And then once you end up with what that ultimate long-term capital gain is, then it's the rate at which you're going to pay taxes, long-term capital gains taxes, is going to come down to what your combined income is. And so are you filing single or married filing jointly?
Married filing jointly.
Okay. So if you have somewhere between $94,000 and $583,000 in combined income, which is your AGI, but also includes, this capital gain, which that's probably where you're going to fall if you have less than $580,000 when you add all your income plus this capital gain, then you're going to pay 15% as a rate for that long-term capital gain, which is the adjusted amount, the net selling price minus any improvements. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you just want to make sure that doesn't catch you by surprise. Have that set aside because you're going to owe that at tax time. Check with a CPA on that, but likely be 15% on the total capital gain. Thanks for your call, Curtis. We'll be right back.
Have you added AFR on Roku? With it, you can quickly access AFR programming live.
I'm Todd Herman. Welcome to A Disciple's View.
The majority of Americans actually want to live in reality.
As well as podcasts of all your favorite shows.
Hi, this is Sandy Rios, and you're listening to Sandy Rios 24/7.
AFR on Roku is another way to stay informed, equipped, and motivated as we join together to restore godly values in our nation. AFR on Roku. Add it today.
Are you completely sold out to God? Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve with From His Heart Ministries.
God knows if your heart is wholly devoted to Him or not. Now, wouldn't it be cool and exciting if you had a heart that's passionate, that's in love and on fire for Jesus Christ?
Learn how to give Him your all and gain everything that really matters. Join Pastor Jeff Shreve on From His Heart, weeknights at 6 Central here on American Family Radio.
FaithFi is grateful for support from One Ascent. One Ascent believes that your values inspire why you invest and how they can inspire how you invest. One Ascent's goal is to provide solutions designed for every need and invest in businesses that bless the people and places God has made. They want to help investors do well by doing good. To explore a new way of investing that aligns with your values, more information is available at oneascent.com and by clicking Analyze My Investments.
Jesus said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Today, put your heart into something that makes an eternal impact. Heart for Lebanon is sharing the gospel and protecting girls from early marriage, child labor, and violence. Your gift of $114 helps reach 3 at-risk girls with hope and a brighter future. Give generously. Text FAITH to 98656. That's FAITH to 98656. Or visit faithfi.com/Lebanon.
Great to have you with us today here on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions today. We've got some lines open. We'd love to get to perhaps a couple of additional questions here in our final segment. You can call right now, 800-525-7000. Again, that number, 800-525-7000. We'd love to hear from you today and tackle whatever is on your mind financially. In the news today, a new savings plan for kids nicknamed Trump Accounts is reportedly now included in the Senate version of the One Big Beautiful Bill that lawmakers are wrestling with on Capitol Hill. If passed, it could open long-term investment opportunities for millions of young Americans. Here's how. A $1,000 seed deposit from the federal government would be placed in each eligible child's account at birth. Children have to be U.S. citizens born between January 1st, 2024 and December 31st, 2028 to qualify. Parents can contribute up to $5,000 a year into the account. Funds would be invested in diversified stock index funds and grow tax deferred. Now, here's how withdrawals would work later, at least based on what's being proposed. At age 18, up to half the funds could be used for education, a home purchase, or starting a business. And at 25, the child would have full access for those same reasons. Then at age 30, Funds in the Trump accounts could be used for any purpose. However, withdrawals for qualified uses would be taxed at long-term capital gains rates, while non-qualified uses would be taxed at ordinary income tax rates. And if the parents don't open an account for the new child, well, the Treasury will open one automatically. While this plan could spark early wealth building, it's no substitute for biblical stewardship. So we need to be sure to be teaching our kids God's way of handling money. That includes both the financial literacy side, working hard, living within your means, avoiding and understanding the dangers of debt, understanding the power of compound interest, investing for the future, all of these kind of financial literacy components, but then also a biblical worldview. So they understand that God owns it all and we're stewards, and that's a high calling, and that money can be, seductive. It can lure us into making it an end rather than a means to an end, and we need to be on our guard there. But that money is a powerful force for good when it's enjoyed appropriately and when it's saved for the future and when we invest it or give it away to love our neighbor or invest in God's economy and what he's doing around the world. So we've got to teach both of those things. But it is a fascinating opportunity as we think about whether or not this might make it into law eventually in something that was passed. These could be a great way to kickstart long-term savings for children and help them as they prepare to cover the cost of college, which is increasingly challenging. So something we'll keep an eye on and keep you posted on along the way. By the way, we have room for maybe one more question today. If you have a question today here in our final segment, we'd love to tackle it. You can call right now at 800-525-7000. You know, we talked today about a number of issues related to family dynamics and money. One of those that comes up often is related to subsidizing adult children. You know, obviously, every family's situation is different. Some adult children with special needs or other significant issues may need financial support indefinitely. But if that's not the case in your family, the question that often comes up is, should I offer to help out if they're just going through a rough patch? And it's all about context. As we think about, this issue, we need to teach those biblical financial principles that I mentioned a moment ago before launching the kids into adulthood. But in terms of processing this, whether or not you should help, I would say first, pray and ask the Lord to give you some wisdom. I think second, when the unexpected happens and you decide to help, I think you need to have a frank conversation before making any financial commitment. You need to insist on financial accountability and transparent communication. I think before you extend help, I would clarify your expectations. The goal is for your child to be living within his or her means and on a budget before you extend any assistance. I would give the financial gift a timeline so they know the help is temporary. I would put it in writing. That may seem formal, but it avoids unmet expectations and hurt feelings down the road. This is uncomfortable. I think you just need to remember good stewardship requires accountability. And then I would point your adult kids to the places where they can get wise financial counsel, including the certified Christian financial counselors on our website. Listen, watching your adult children struggle is hard, but I think it's important for you to weigh the matter carefully and decide when and if your help is needed, because what we wouldn't want to do is get in the way of God really teaching them through even difficult situations and circumstances the need to be disciplined and to make wise decisions and to have deferred gratification. And I realize it's, we all desire to kind of rescue our kids, but we need to remember sometimes that is not the best thing for them and may actually cause more harm than good long term. So something to think about today if you're finding yourself in a position where you're considering stepping in and helping your adult kids. All right, let's head back to the phones here today. Kentucky's where we're headed next. Wayne, go ahead, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for your call, sir.
Thank you. I was listening before you took my call, and you're just hitting on exactly why I'm calling. We have one child that has done extremely well for 13 years or so out of college, And since December of 23, they have kind of dropped out of the workforce. And now they're just living on what they accrued during those 13 years and continuing to spend money with no income. And my wife and I, that now they've, you know, they have kind of run up pretty significant debt and not really employed, just a part-time job that doesn't produce much income. And you kind of answered all the questions while I was waiting for you to take my call. The only thing that we haven't done is to try to put them in touch with a counselor. We've tried, but we could maybe contact a Christian counselor that might could counsel them. But we just, like I say, there's significant debt by now, and there's still fairly substantial savings that can cover that. We just don't know whether to help, if so, by how much and when. And, you know, I heard all that you said. You know, you write it out. We're doing that. They have now come up with a budget. I'm just saying they, he, she, whatever, to make it generic, I guess.
Yes.
And so it just breaks my heart to see them just eat through their savings that they worked hard for 13 years to accrue, and that's going to disappear fairly quickly at this rate.
Yes. Well, boy, my heart goes out to you, Wayne. I realize as a dad myself how difficult this is to watch your kids struggle, and you want to help, but you also don't want to set them up for failure down the road. And so perhaps what I would add to what I shared a moment ago, specifically for your situation, would be number one, I did say this, but I'll reiterate it, make this a matter of prayer. I'm sure it is, but let's just ask the Lord to intervene here. You know, I think the extent to which there is other underlying issues that need to be addressed that have to do with mental health, obviously, you know, we want to address those and make sure your child has the tools to deal with those things, you know, whether that's just working with a Christian counselor or a Christian counselor and, you know, medication to the extent it's needed. I would start with the counselor because hopefully there's tools that allows your child to deal with, you know, what they're facing, whether it's stress that needs to be addressed and reduced, maybe it's anxiety or something related to mental health. And then with regard to your desire to help financially, I would say I would tie, you know, make it clear that you're doing it out of love. You want to be there to journey alongside them. But I would tie your help to reinforcing those right behaviors. And so maybe you say, listen, you know, we're going to pay for you to get some counseling and address some of the things that have just really got you stuck and you know, holding you back. And, you know, that's one way you can help to bring financial help toward long-term solutions. Another, maybe in addition to that or in lieu of that, would be to, you know, reinforce the right behavior. So rather than just cutting them a check every month, you say, listen, we'll match every payment that you make toward principal on debt reduction. So you got to cover the minimum payment, but every dollar over that you pay toward paying down debt, your mom and I are going to match it because, you know, you want to enforce those right behaviors. Maybe all of this is predicated on your, you know, adult child getting back to work full time. And, you know, so long as they're able to do that physically and from a mental health standpoint, but you're going to withhold the support unless they do that. Or perhaps it's predicated on them working with a Christian financial counselor and you being in touch with that person about where they're at financially and their plan moving forward, and they're willing to be held accountable to that. So I think we want to, you know, again, be prayed up. We want to come alongside them in love. You want to be clear in your desire to help. You want to, you know, really document what you're willing to do, but you want to tie your assistance to getting them set up for the right path of success, so you don't end up just kind of reinforcing the wrong behaviors, like, you know, not being willing to commit to a full-time job or continuing to accrue debt. So let's do this. I'd be willing to offer the same thing to you. We'll cover the cost of a certified Christian financial counselor to be at your disposal, but I want to connect that person to you so that you can say at the right time, if your child is willing to do it and is committed to it, that you can then bring that piece to bear as a part of a plan that you work out with your adult child as one component of that. So let's do this, Wayne. You stay on the line. We'll get your information. We'll get a certified Christian financial counselor in touch with you. And when you feel like the time is right, if you want to pull that lever, you'll have that at your disposal. Hey, God bless you, my friend. Thanks for calling today. Big thanks to my team today. Certainly couldn't do this without them. Devin Patrick, Sandy Dickinson, the amazing Jim Henry, and everybody here at FaithFi. We'll see you next time. Come back and join us tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.